I forgot to record.
Ladies and gentlemen, I accidentally didn't start it, but we're doing a bunch of mini segments for one episode. Because after the initial creation of my podcast, locally everyone wants to be on it. So here's McKenna Walker.
Yes.
McKenna Walker, how are you doing today?
Fine and dandy.
Lovely. It is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, and McKenna Walker is doing dandy.
Hi.
No, fine.
Fine and dandy. So, how did
I'm not doing, but I'm feeling fine and dandy.
Okay, she's feeling fine and dandy.
Yes, correct.
So, you were on softball, correct?
Correct.
On softball.
Hey, shut up. Shut up, Cooper. Jesus, Cooper. You wonder why nobody likes you. So, softball, how did your guys' season end up going?
Lost some, won some, you know.
Do you know your actual record?
No, I don't keep up.
Ah, and what position did you play in softball?
Shortstop, boy.
Ah, that's a bit poetic considering your stature, isn't it?
No, I'm actually average.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm 5'6".
Really?
Yes.
To a gnome.
Pretty sure Bruno Mars is like 5'4".
So, McKenna, would you say that that doing softball is a good sport to do for girls?
Playing softball is good for girls, yeah.
Do you think that there's a best...
Or guys.
Do you think that there's a best sport for young girls to play?
No.
Okay, do you think that there's a best sport for children to play?
No.
Yes, soccer. I like when they LARP in the park.
This is actually my interview, Cooper. Go away.
And this is why no one likes you once again, Cooper. You're a cancer and a tumor to society.
Oh my goodness.
No one expects this kind of response.
All right, let's go, come on.
Okay.
Questions.
So, what is your mother's name?
I'm not disclaiming that.
Okay, what does she do for a job?
She is a realtor.
A realtor, you say?
Yes.
When was the last time she sold some houses?
I don't know, I don't keep up.
Oof. So you have a smaller brother named Jackson, don't you?
Yes.
And what's the news with him? What's the good word?
Well, he was talking to this one girl, and I didn't like her at all. So I told him how bad she was, and then he realized that, and now they're not talking anymore.
Do you think it's healthy for a sister to control her brother's relationships like that?
I'm just giving him advice, but yes.
Now, if you allow me to interject my thoughts, I think that it's a little bit weird, you know? I think that your brother should have learned that on his own, or else he's going to start relying on you for these things.
Well, listen.
Especially this early in his life.
I saw someone on Dr. Phil where the sister can turn.
Cooper, no one cares.
Sorry. Yes, we finally agree, McKenna.
All right, so basically, I was telling Jackson that I didn't like her because she's rude, disrespectful, doesn't use her manners, yada, yada, yada. Then he was like, well, whatever, I don't care. Because it wasn't that serious. And then he found out that there was some drama between his friends and her friends, and he didn't want any drama because he's kind of chillax. and then so he cut it off.
Okay, so
the most drama I had as a child was when someone burned
in
Minecraft house.
He's in seventh grade.
Yeah, I still didn't have drama.
I did that to Jackson once, actually. Yeah,
okay, so just to counter one of your minor points here, what middle schooler is not disrespectful and actually uses manners?
My brother.
He's putting on an act for you at school. He's probably a tumor. We were all cancers in middle school.
No, okay, so I work at the skating rink. Deal with these children all the time. They think that they're older than they really are. Like, whenever we were in seventh grade and eighth grade, we were actually, like, good, like, decent for our age. Well, all right, Keeper, no one cares. Just kidding. But these kids think they're something else and think they're in, like, college when they're not. So, yes.
So, I think you're looking back at the past with rose-colored glasses. As I said before, everyone in middle school is a tumor.
Would you listen?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right.
And I'm responding here with the information that you said.
All right.
So, when you look back on the past, you know, you probably remember doing a bunch of fun, dumb things with your little friends, you know?
No.
What's one memory you remember from middle school?
Standing at lockers.
Uh-huh. And they probably stand at lockers as well, exactly the same. See, thing about this middle schoolian generation is that they think that it's normal to act the way that they're acting, and we shaped that. They stood at our feet and watched us do that. They watched us act like that, and they thought that that was normal. So, you know, maybe you should look back in a more realistic sense.
Listen, those kids, I'm just going to say, this is a compliment to us, actually. We were not, like, as rude and disrespectful as they are. Stop, Keybert. Maybe I was just the only good kid in the whole entire school. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
That's a bitch.
Top half.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
I
was like the toppest.
You were like D tier.
Oh, dang. I'm so sorry.
Cooper, shut up. Shut your mouth. Okay, Cooper? I'm not going to address you again.
All right, can we next question? Because this is boring. They don't want to listen.
Cooper, I think they do.
No, they don't.
Okay.
I feel like my word's not getting out to the people.
Right? How good is this mic? Can it hear me?
It's okay.
Right now?
Yeah, I can. It just helps to eliminate the background noise when I point it directly.
It's fine. Keep talking.
So, do you have any plans on doing any other sports, or are you just a softball specific player?
Vagina. Damn it,
all right. So, I play softball. I also do cheer, so I'm a cheerleader.
But he asked about sports.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sports. Cheerleading is not a sport.
I hate y'all.
Now, I can actually respect cheerleading a little bit. Have you ever actually seen, a competitive cheer scenario?
Yeah, I'm saying competitive is, but what we do here is not.
Listen, actually, we do have a competitive side of our cheer team, so get some.
Go NATO!
No.
Go ahead.
Wait, this is still working. All right, so we currently broke the mic.
No, it's fine. It just, now we can really op our peas.
I can't do that.
And they can probably hear
Yeah, I'm adding a flare here so I know to edit this part. Quit it. Okay.
Did you guys know a group of owls is called a parliament?
No.
Huh, that's interesting, because a lot of members of our parliament definitely think they're smart as owls.
Ah, they're wise.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so yeah, I can respect cheerleading just a bit, because if you've ever actually seen a competitive aspect to it, don't get it on my face. So if you've ever actually seen a competitive cheer tournament, you know that these girls are dying on, I don't know if it's considered the stage or... Where is that?
Mats.
On the mats. They're dying on the mats.
I mean, technically, yes, you are on a stage as well. So, you can say on stage.
So, yeah, if you've ever seen one of these, you know that these girls are dying out there.
I consider theater art. I don't think that's a sport.
Shut up.
Well, theater
no one likes you.
Is not competitive. You're just,
theater
performing.
Is competitive.
Theater is entertainment.
We went to a competition down in
Michigan. I don't care, frankly.
So, I feel like the line for sports needs to be drawn a little bit clearer.
Yes.
Because a lot of things that are not sports are considered sports.
They have a committee in
this. Band is not a sport.
Correct.
Chess is not a sport.
Correct.
Race car driving is not a sport. Cup stacking is not a sport.
Yes, it is.
Wait.
Tag is a sport.
I feel like race car driving could be, but I don't consider it,
It's the same as track, but in cars.
Yeah.
That is not challenging at all.
You know how challenging it is?
How hard it is to drive, bro?
Yeah, going that
fast.
It is.
Yeah,
bro.
But how much physical...
interview is this?
This is kind of a group thing. It's not all that specific.
Okay, well, you were talking to me first, so I feel kind of...
Okay, but now the mic is on everyone. Hi, my name is Zay.
Can we not grab it by the mic? You're about to pull it out of my phone.
Yes, please don't.
Grab it by the phone.
Like this.
Pull Orion a pussy.
Whoop. Hi.
Put it on my fucking mouth.
Anyway.
That's an editing player.
It's okay.
How much of your
Zoom
book do you have down?
0%.
Gary.
You know you're going to fail.
Wait,
this
are
class.
We... Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're still going.
So basically...
Basically.
Let's go to another question, because... Come on.
Okay, so... Besides things you've already said, do you go through any extracurricular activities, such as Stuco?
Yes.
You're in Stuco. What is your job?
I'm a student council representative.
And what does that do? What do you do when you meet up?
What is that for you?
I do everything for the school, basically. For you.
You do everything?
Yes.
Like what?
Like clean the... No, I'm just kidding. I, help make the school a better place.
Muhammad Ali and Pele.
Yay! But how do you do that? Be a little bit specific. I feel like a lot of people
by creating events for, like, our class to come to.
What did you have a hand in creating?
So this year...
He's almost dead.
They're talking so loud.
He's almost
dead. This year, I helped with homecoming, and I did an amazing race for the winner candidates to help, like, make them feel more special.
And what would you say to your critics on the amazing race who didn't think that was a very good idea?
Well, I didn't really have any, like, people I didn't think it was good, so...
Now, that's being a bit presumptuous, don't you think, McKenna?
Yeah, but everyone was like, oh, this is a great idea, because, like, when our candidates get looked upon, so, like, they were all like, yeah, this sounds fun, yeah, so, like...
So, I feel like the idea of student council is a very, like, flawed idea, because you're taking, like, the top 1% of preppy kids, and you're letting them make,
You're not asking the other kids.
Like, really invalid decisions for the entire school.
No, we do ask... children of the school, students of the school, what their opinion is, and multiple ways. And it's up to the students if they want to respond or not. They don't have to. We're not forcing them to.
All student council, Gary, come here. Come here.
All student council does is inflate the kid's ego.
Quit bumping your nose on the mic. So, yeah, like, I feel like it's very flawed in that sense, you know, because, like, it's a very one-sided thing.
No,
like,
you could run.
Yeah, I could run, but my chances of getting in are zero compared to, like, Anna Hoy.
Come here. We actually didn't have class voting this year. Like, whoever made it, because, like, you filled out an essay and stuff. It depends up to you if you want to put in the work to fill out an essay.
Yeah, but there's somebody choosing them, and they clearly only choose preppy kids.
No.
I ran last year.
No.
Wait, not last year, 8th grade.
Yeah, 8th grade is different from high school.
Either way, like, it's still like a very one-sided thing.
Smith is a communist.
Okay, so is that all you have to say for us, McKenna?
Yeah, that's all the questions you have for me.
Lovely. Goodbye, audience.